the hottest and the finest
makeup rings.
You won't find nothing like this anywhere else.
You're listening to Makeup Rings.
So sit back, relax, and enjoy
Makeup Rings. You're listening to Makeup Rings.
Welcome to Makeup Rees, y'all. I'm so excited that you guys came. It is your host, KB. Now, this podcast is for all the makeup lovers, the makeup enthusiasts, the makeup artists, the makeup professionals. If you love how to do makeup, if you're trying to learn how to do makeup, if you already know how to do makeup, child, whatever, what have you, this podcast is for you. Okay, so this section is shout out to my subscribers. I really want to get to know all of you, so I have created a form, a survey that lists like what your interests are, what kind of makeup are you really into? Do you like the bold or do you like the more soft glam, the more neutral? Are you a beginner? Are you advanced? Like, tell me. So this form will be in the show notes, but it will also be on my Instagram and all of my social media will be in the show notes as well. But my Instagram is Makeup Reads, MakeupReadz, Makeup Reads. And it'll be in that little bubble where you can highlight and it'll say shout out to my subscribers. So once you fill it out, I'll look over it. I will shout you out in the next episode of the podcast. I want this to be as interactive as possible, so please go fill it out, tell me your interests, and let's get to know each other. Okay guys, here's the tips and tricks section of this podcast. And in today's podcast, we're going to be talking about what to do if you overdo your blush or your highlighter. Now, when I was first starting to do makeup, I thought I had to like scratch the whole look, and it was a very frustrating process. But I realized that that's not the case, and it's a super easy step to take if you happen to overdo it. So what I like to do initially, after you know I get finished with my brows and my eyeshadow and what have you, I set my face with powder, and then I go in and apply my highlighter and or my blush. And okay, so if you happen to overdo your blush, what you want to do is take your powder brush, and you don't want to put any more product on it. Okay, you don't want to put any more product on it. You just want to use whatever is left on it, and whatever area, you know, that you put your blush or your highlighter that is too much, it's too bright, you know, maybe it's looking a little clownish and you're like, oh, no. Anyway, you want to get that brush and you want to pat it in those areas. And what it's going to do is allow the pigmentation of the highlighter or the blush to be less visible. And it's really just as simple as that. Hey fam, welcome back to Makeup Reads. We are on our sixth study, and today's study is by Jaquila Artistry. Jaquila Artistry does a lot of colorful, creative looks. Some are over the top, which of course, you know, I love, but others are simpler in creation. But the look that we are going to analyze today is titled Sickly. And I love that I can pick up on the concept of the look just by the makeup alone, but I also love the simplicity and the creation. But make sure that you go and check out Jaquila Artistry on Instagram. A link to her Instagram will be in the show notes, and make sure you guys go show some support and some love. But let's just go ahead and get into this analysis. And we're going to start with the blending. So the blending of the eyeshadows around the eye has that fuzzy effect that I love. while the blending with the shadows on the nose and on the lips have more of an airbrush effect. Now, the blending above the lid goes up into the brow area just a bit, but there is still a slight area of negative space, which helps in not overcrowding the look. I like the airbrush effect the blending has on the nose and the lip area because it gives off a natural sickly look, and even though it's dramatized with the red shadow, it's not overdone. It's really balanced, and I think that's really key to this look. The colors go perfect with the theme of sickness, and I like that the colors used are in the same family. It adds monotony, which I think is important. So let's just think about it. When someone is sick, you know, the skin looks dull and it's a little lifeless. And because of that, the face can seem a little flat and without dimension, which goes into the feeling of monotony. Now, if you are going for no plane, why plane? Anyway, I'm sorry. I digress. If you were going for a super realistic, sickly feeling, your focus would be creating that dullness in the skin. But since this is still a glam look, that isn't the best course of action. So I like that Jaquila Artistry decided to bring that feeling of monotony in the look by using very similar colors instead. I also love that she chose to go with the ombre effect from the richer maroons to the deeper reds to the light magenta. I think it's a very successful placement of the colors because it makes the eyes look sunken in, which, you know, when you're sick, you kind of have like those dark areas under your eyes, you know, a little bad because you're sick, you know, you're tired, you're fighting off a disease. So while there is a level of monotony from the similarity in looks, there is still depth created in this look. And I like the interaction between the two. It's a nice balance and one doesn't overpower the other. The design for this look is a smoky eye, and I think it's perfect. It enables that sunken in look because of how one is able to create an ombre effect in the design. Now, granted, other designs allow you to create an ombre effect. Yes, however, they are not created in the same way and therefore wouldn't have the same effect as a smoky eye. A cut crease is too sharp and it doesn't allow effortless flow from the lid to the brow. A halo design would seem out of place because of the highlight in the center of the lid. That would affect the sunken in effect because it's not going to look like that. Excuse me. Just by the highlight being in the center of the eye, it's highlighting the center of the eye. So therefore, it's not being sucking in. It's being exposed. It's being illuminated. And again, with the cut crease, because you have that sharp line, there isn't this flow. So it's a break in between the two levels. And it needs to look, you know, somewhat natural, I feel, for it to be successful. I also like that the smoky eye is stretched out to somewhat of a point because the elongation continues the flow that the smoky eye gives, which makes it look more part of the face than on the face. Because in a, this is still a traditional smoky eye, it's just an elongated one. But if you just had one that wasn't elongated, so, you know, the one that most people mind go to when you think of a smoky eye, it's very circular in shape. It would look more on the face than a part of the face. But because it's stretched and it looks in the face, it looks more natural and it adds to that feeling of sickness because it doesn't look like something that was placed on. It looks something more that was a part of. And I think that's very effective. I feel the look as a whole is very successful. I feel all parts of the look come together seamlessly. The brows look lightly filled in, but for the most part, they look pretty bare. And y'all know, I love a good sculpted brow, but it just wouldn't make sense with this look. Like, who's trying to have their brows put together while they're sick? Child, not me. Not ever. I'll show up browless each time. But I also love the addition of the red jewels placed around the nose. They aren't perfectly placed, but I love the imperfection. And I don't necessarily know what they represent, but I just love the addition of it. And I think It's a cute addition. I just like it, okay? I just like it. I think the decision to add the red eyeshadow around the nose and lips is ingenious, and it solidifies the concept of sickness. But I also love the nude lips, and I think it pairs perfect with the eyeshadow. So I love smoky eyes. Y'all know this. So this is for sure in my style. I would probably wear this look to a costume party or if I was in a recital showcase, because I love to dance, so I've been in recitals and showcases before. Anyway, though, if sickness was my theme in the recital or the showcase, this is a look I would rock, no doubt. My favorite parts are the red shadow around the nose and the lips and the design itself. I like the red shadow around the nose and the lips because I feel it solidifies the concept of sickness. I love the smoky eye design because it enables that sunken in effect around the eyes. Now, I'm not sure if that's bronzer on the cheek, but I would go for a deeper mahogany on my cheeks to make them look more sunken in and dramatize the concept even more. But this look is on point, and of course, it is hashtag makeup reads approved. So this is our sit study. I can't believe we even have gotten this far. Make sure you follow Makeup Reads on all the many platforms. They will be listed in the show notes below. But if you just, you know, need to know where you can find us, we are on Instagram. We are on YouTube. We are on TikTok. We have a Facebook group. And I believe that's it. So anyway, until next time, I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. And I'll see y'all in the next study. The hottest and the finest.
Makeup Rings.
You won't find nothing like this anywhere else.
You're listening to Makeup Rings.
So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Makeup Rings. You're listening to Makeup Rings.